Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And yesterday was the last day for the Chop Zone in Seattle, out there in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. You may recall the Chop Zone started as the Chaz Zone a little over 3 weeks ago. And at first it stood for Capitol Hill, because that's the neighborhood. That's the part of Seattle that they took over. It started out as the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. And then after a few days, they changed their name to CHOP, which was the Capitol Hill Organized Protest. And they moved in there, and they said, we want all the cops out of here. As a matter of fact, in that neighborhood, there was a police precinct building there, and they took it over. The cops just left. The mayor of Seattle was for this. And so the mayor, you know, said to the cops, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, why don't you guys just get out of that precinct and we're going to let this area. It started out at first, it was six or seven blocks. And then after a couple of weeks, the cops came in and said, that's too many blocks. And they narrowed it down to about three or four blocks. And what's interesting, much of the media that cover this, including the paper of record in Seattle, the Seattle Times, they painted a peace and love, and it's very nice. These are and these people were protesting against police brutality and against racism. That's what they were protesting against. As a matter of fact, if you watched the majority of the news on television, whether it was CNN or MSNBC, they only gave glowing, happy reports about things that were happening out there. And during the daytime, it was fairly peaceful. But every night when the sun went down, then it got a little rough. And the people who lived and worked in that area, they weren't happy at all, because businesses, if they closed down the neighborhood right where your business is, people couldn't come and go to do business. Some of the people who lived there, they were afraid. As soon as the sun went down, that they were hearing things and they were afraid. And the police couldn't go in there. The police had to stop, because they put up barricades. That was the interesting thing too. The first thing they did was they armed themselves with guns and they put up barricades. They put up walls around them. But anyways, that they some called it the Summer of Love. And like I said, the majority of the media only reported positive things out of there, because they were for this. And the problem is, four people were shot, at least two were killed. There was a rape. And there was some other violence as well. And yesterday it ended. You know, some of those people started heading to the mayor's home. And the mayor didn't like that, even though the mayor, Jennifer Durkin, the mayor of Seattle, was for this. They were chanting some anti-Seattle mayor chance, and they were getting close to her home, and she said, enough's enough with this. And yesterday, it all came to an end. The cops moved in, and they told the rest of the people, look, get out of it. Couldn't have smelled very good either, because, you know, for the summer of love, it lasted about 3 weeks, and for some people, I don't think they use soap or clean for that amount of time.
So in retrospect, we can say they could have taken over that shop the day it started if they really, really, really felt like it.
You're talking about the police?
Yeah, the police. They didn't have to leave.
They could have taken it over an hour after they started.
Right, because when you hear about, oh, they put up barricades, you're thinking it's like a forted military zone or something like that. But when I saw the video of them, because when the chop was active, they weren't letting the media in, they weren't letting cameras in, they were like, let me see your papers.
Well, they were letting certain media in. The Seattle right. Times and like other media that was only reporting positive things coming out of there.
Right, and when you hear that word letting, it made it seem like they had like this security system like they couldn't get through, but now that the entire media can get in, and you saw how the chop was actually set up and formed, they could have just stepped. Some of the barricades were just couches. They could have easily just stepped over the barricade anytime they wanted to, cleared everybody out anytime they felt like it. We had a hard enough time crossing the streets during Mardi Gras than the cops would have had if they really tried to get into this Chops or Chaz zone.
That's right. That one street we had across Coleman, St. Charles Avenue, obviously we were going to a specific bar, and we had to wait a while to get across the street during Mardi Gras. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, remember that. Well, it was a lot like either, if you remember the Occupy Wall Street crowds a few years ago, one of them ended up coming here to Duncan Plaza in front of City Hall, the Idiot Box here in New Orleans. I remember that as well. Not like a Grateful Dead when they used to tour and their fans used to go from city to city with them, and soap and showers were tough to find.
Well, at least they get to go back to their parents' house, get back on the video games, I guess.
Yeah, and that's that. So, but they finally cleared that out of there, and now the people that live around there and the businesses that have to do business there, they can try to get back to normal over there. So, all right, coming up on the show, St. Tammany Parish, they're still holding out. They're the lone parish around here because. Here in New Orleans, in Orleans Parish, and in Jefferson Parish, you got to wear a mask now everywhere you go, every business you go into, every building you go into. But St. Tammany Parish, they want you to wear masks, but they haven't signed a declaration yet. They haven't signed an emergency order yet to say we're going to fine you if you don't wear your masks to try to stop the spread of coronavirus. They're still holding out up there. That's coming up. We got a lot to do on the show today. Hang out with us. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Said on this show several times, you got to be so careful what you post on social media. How many people have lost their jobs because of things they posted on social media? How many people have lost their relationships? How many people's marriages have come to an end because of social media? I mentioned this not long ago on the show. In 1/3 of divorce cases in court in America, in 1/3 of them these days, Facebook is named as a reason why people are getting divorced.
Not Ashley Madison, Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, Coleman. But, and it's interesting, working in radio most of my adult life, you know, the last decade, 10, 11 years when social media has really become big. I used to love social media when it first started, but now it's not nearly as fun as it used to be because there are so many people out there that are just looking to take people down because of what they post on social media. It's not nearly as fun as it used to be. By the way, though, the Bayou Facebook page is a lot of fun. Be a part of our radio station on Facebook. We put stuff up there all the time that we think you'll find interesting and entertaining, hopefully. Well, social media has just struck again. And this woman who just graduated Harvard University, Spears, pull the car up. We're going to Harvard, and then we're going to lunch, and then we're going to polo. Spears, pull the car up. We're going to Harvard. This woman who just graduated from Harvard and had a nice job that she loved, she just lost her job because of something she posted on the app TikTok. Now, what's interesting about this is she's a pro Black Lives Matter person, and that's what she was posting about. Because some people are confused why you're looked at as a racist if you say all lives matter in the wake of the George Floyd murder by the former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer. And people say you're racist if you say all lives matter because, sure, they know all lives matter, but now isn't the time or the place to mention all lives matter. Because of what happened to George Floyd, it's only time to mention Black Lives Matter right now. And so she tried telling you why that is the case, why that is true, on TikTok on a post that she just made.
The next person who has the sheer nerve to say all lives matter, I'm gonna stab you. I'm gonna show you my paper cut and say my cut matters too.
Okay. So she's saying she'll stab you and you'll be bleeding a lot, and then she'll cut herself with a piece of paper and make a paper cut, and she'll say, well, my paper cut matters too. Obviously, if she stabs you, that stab wound means more. It's a lot, it should be focused on more than her little paper cut wound. That's the analogy she tried making.
She tried.
Well, again, she had just graduated from Harvard not that long ago. Her name is Clara Janover. She happens to be Asian. Some people are calling her the Asian Karen, although I don't know if I see that. But when that video went viral, because she did say, I'ma stab you, she lost her big job that she had with her company. And she obviously wasn't happy about that. She was very sad about that. So then she went back on social media and she didn't take any responsibility for her losing her own job. She blamed President Donald Trump supporters.
I know this is what Trump supporters wanted, because standing up for Black Lives Matter, the job that I had worked really hard to get, just called me and fired me because of everything. People were demanding that I be fired, which I just got. My job that I worked really hard for. You can't take away my spirit and my devotion towards human rights.
That's cool.
Well, look, she's a Harvard grad. I'm sure she'll be able to find another job. And look, Coleman, I'm not a fan of the cancel culture.
Not at all.
I don't like what. But how is she blaming Donald Trump supporters? Is she saying that they're the ones that called her company? I guess no. Her video went viral.
Mm-hmm.
And I think her video just showed up at her high-paying job that she just got. And the people at her job are like, we can't have someone working here that just threatened to stab someone. Even if you were just trying to make an analogy of why you can't be saying all lives matter right now in the wake of George Floyd. You have to focus on Black Lives Matter.
And it is kind of sad that nowadays we do have to be careful what we say, even if we are using an analogy or even if you are using a simile or a metaphor. Like, just saying certain buzzwords is enough to, like, I get the analogy she was trying to say.
Sure.
Right. I know she wasn't trying to say, I'm actually going to go out and do it. She's trying to make an analogy. But just the phrase that she said was enough to get her canceled for something she worked so hard for. And that sucks that we have to be in this, we have to live in this world now where we have to be so careful and walk on eggshells and walk a tightrope. But on a positive note, it is refreshing to see that the cancel culture does go both ways. It's not one side trying to cancel the other side. It does seem like now, yeah, even on the opposite side, they're also trying to get other people. So it's not one way. So it is fair in that aspect, but it's still horrible all around that.
Yeah,
people look for other people to get fired or canceled.
Some Coleman in the cancel culture, as we talked about earlier, we did a story earlier this week on our show about how some in the cancel culture canceled themselves.
Yeah.
That YouTube star, Jenna Marbles, she said, I'm done because a few years ago I did a couple videos that were offensive to people and I'm out. I'm canceling myself.
Yeah, that shows evolution. You know, I've evolved in my thinking, so I'm just going to take myself out, but...
Well, this woman said, look, the original clip was clearly an anal joke. I'm sorry, an analogous joke.
I think she meant analogous, maybe? Oh. Analogy.
Analogous joke.
Yeah, she spelled it kind of funny.
Well, I guess one of those Harvard words. Harvard. but she still lost it. And I'm sure she'll land on her feet. But this is the world we're living in now. But I didn't like how she didn't take any responsibility for herself.
Oh, no, it's not her fault.
No, I'm not going to blame her.
Is everybody else's fault?
No, not everybody else's fault. It was the Trump voters' fault.
You know, because nobody understood what she was. They didn't have the comprehension to understand what she was trying to say. You know, they took it out of context. Wait, when have I heard that before?
No, the video went viral, and people at your high-paying job saw it, and they fired you for saying I'm going to stab somebody.
So,
anyways. All right, coming up on the show, up in St. Tammany Parish, they haven't made it law yet to wear a mask everywhere you go, every business you go into, like they did in Jefferson Parish and like they have here in Orleans Parish. But the president of the parish up there says you should wear masks on the North Shore everywhere you go. People are still freaking out about having to wear masks. And then people that are saying you should wear masks, they're freaking out on people that don't wear masks. Everybody's freaking out. Stay tuned for that here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. If you pay attention to the news, you saw earlier this week that when it came to the stimulus checks that our government gave out, over $1 billion, about $1.5 billion went to dead people because evidently a bunch of people died from when the government was looking at their tax returns at the end of 2018. A lot of people died in between when they did their taxes then and when the stimulus checks went out. So a lot of dead people got money. And according to a new report, thousands of dead voters are on the rolls across the United States. While you may be familiar with early voting, this is known as late voting. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. You know, I just saw this story about how sex robots are becoming so lifelike that they will fundamentally change human existence in the future. They've had revolutionary upgrades. And they say these sex robots, Coleman, are so incredible that people in the future may look to these because they don't talk back. You don't fight with them. You don't have money issues with them. They may look to these instead of looking to other human beings for partners. And there's a new book that talks about this. The book is called Sex Robots and Vegan Meat. It looks like a fun read, huh?
And then ironically, now that I hear those words together, it sounds like they match. Vegan meat and sex robot, because they're both fake.
That book has explored the world of sex robots. And they're saying, I mean, there are already on the market, there are some sex robots, but there are sex dolls that are fairly close to realistic encounters with other human beings. But wouldn't that be something if sex robots, if they became so incredible, so realistic that humans in the future would end up saying, I'm hanging out with this instead of hanging out with someone who I'm going to fight with all the time.
See, it seems like these robots are taking it further than just doing sex. Then they seem like they're going to be emotional companions. Because if it's just a sex robot to do sex with, you don't need all the extra stuff as far as, you know, being comforted and being, it seems like that's what they're going with. Like, hey, you don't need human interaction. This doll won't fight with you. This doll won't argue
exactly
with you. They watch a movie with you, you know?
Coleman, these sex robots, that's what they are. They're sex robots. Now they could be programmed maybe to show a little emotion or, you know, maybe cry during certain scenes of movies and things like that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're paying the extra money for something.
Cause... But the way they're set up, the way the sex robots are set up, they're just set up to do sex with. That's it.
Then, see, why spend all that money for a sex robot when you could buy a bottle of lotion for a few bucks?
Well, but if they look really hot, I mean, have you seen a couple of these pictures?
I've seen them, yeah. Woo. And then you mix that with that deep fake technology that they're working on now. Yeah, in the future, it can... So how would people breed then? I guess they have to do artificial insemination once these sex robots become dominant.
What do you mean? How do people breed?
Breed. Procreate.
Oh, they haven't gone that far yet. They haven't gotten to that point
exactly.
yet.
Exactly. So if these sex robots take over and nobody wants to actually do sex with real people anymore, that could be the end of human existence. You were talking about what's going to take over the world first, monkeys or robots. If these sex robots are going to be as real as they say and nobody has sex with real people anymore, nobody procreates, then the robots take over, right?
Yeah, I always used to think that it was going to be monkeys. If anything was going to take over for human beings, I always thought it was going to be monkeys. Because you look at videos of them now. I see monkeys smoking cigarettes. I seen them fishing in boats. But you know, I had an epiphany a couple of years ago. I think it's going to be the robot, if anything, takes over the human being. And this is the perfect example why.
I mean, how much do you think they'll go for once they're on the market, if you had to guess?
I think it'll be like anything else with technology. In the beginning, they'll be expensive. Remember the first VCR, the video cassette recorder you got? Thing weighed like 100 pounds.
I guess I'll just have to wait till like the fourth generation to get one at a bargain price.
Yeah, but they're supposedly they're coming and they're supposed to be so realistic that boy oh boy, and both on both sides of the aisle, the male sex robot and the female sex robot.
I mean, women been having sex robots under their pillows for decades. That's not nothing new.
It's a different type of robot, Coleman.
Oh, okay.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. You know whose birthday it is today? Happy birthday to Erin Burnett. She's very attractive. She's an anchor on CNN. From a very young age, she wanted to be a journalist, but in 2011, she had a change of heart and went to work for CNN. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. The John Osterlund Morning Show. We've got a very entertaining video that we just put up on our website. There is a flamingo. Not only is he dancing, the flamingo bird, not only is the flamingo dancing with a man, he's doing the exact same dance moves as the man is doing. Fascinating. Check that out if you get a second. It's on our website at bayou957.com. So there's a former state senator who was convicted of committing a crime for ripping off the federal government. His name is Wesley Bishop. And he's awaiting sentencing right now. He's already had his day in court. He was indicted. He went through the whole legal process. He was convicted. And I'll tell you what he did. What he did was he owned a bunch of cheap property in New Orleans East. And he got a lot of money from a federal program that is run by HUD. That's Housing and Urban Development. What he did was he was awarded $188,000
cha-ching
alone by HUD to then use that to help poor people in New Orleans find housing. And then over the years, he wrote down, oh yeah, I used that $188,000 to find housing for poor people, and I put them in this house, I put this person in this house, I put this person in this apartment. Well, the government just following up, looking into it, and none of the people that he filled out on forms that he sent to the federal government, none of the people were living in any of the houses. So he robbed HUD, Housing and Urban Development, of $188,000. And he got caught. Like several other New Orleans and New Orleans area politicians gotten in trouble. I've told you about the Jefferson sisters. Remember, besides Jefferson himself, former Congressman Dollar Bill Jefferson. Yeah, from New Orleans. He was a United States congressman, but he got caught taking a bribe with marked bills that he hid in his freezer. And he ended up going to prison for that for a long time. His sisters, Betty and Brenda Jefferson, they set up nonprofit organizations, collected money for poor black children here in New Orleans that they were going to help make their lives better. They never did that. They stole all of that money. And they got in all kinds of trouble. Right now, we have a mayor in New Orleans who, and by the way, wait, what's today? July 2nd?
Yeah.
She's got 13 days to pay her taxes because this year, because of coronavirus, the tax deadline was extended to July 15th. I'm a betting man, and I'm willing to go out on a limb here saying that our tax cheat of a mayor, LaTax de Cantrell, will not pay her federal income taxes by July 15th, because she hasn't paid them in 8 out of the last 9 years. So I think she's about to make it 9 out of the last 10 years. Up until this year, she owes the federal government over $90,000. And that number is going to go higher when she doesn't pay her federal income taxes this year. And we've got two New Orleans current sitting New Orleans City Council members who are in all kinds of trouble with the law. Jared Brissett drinking and driving a couple of weekends ago when he drove his car over the neutral ground into the other lane and he hit another car. He's lucky he didn't kill somebody. He's now in rehab. And Jason Williams just got indicted for all kinds of tax issues, much like the mayor of New Orleans. Although our mayor hasn't been indicted yet, I don't know how she... I mean, how do you go a decade without paying your... Well, you paid 1 year in the last decade, and that's the year she ran for mayor because she knew she had to pay. But other than that, she's basically giving the federal government not one middle finger, but the double hand salute. And I'm not going to pay my federal income taxes. How is she still able to be free? Not only be free, she's running New Orleans. But anyways, getting back to Wesley Bishop, the former state senator from around here, I'll tell you, it's us in Chicago who has the most crooked politicians. I mean, these people, and I don't know if they're born crooked or they just see how much is available, how much, whether it's the federal government here or shady nonprofits there, how much money people give them, and they just say, I can't resist. I've got so much money coming to me right now. I've got to line my pockets.
I think politics attracts criminal activity. Once people see what politicians get away with, they're like, you know what? Maybe I should try my hand at being a politician.
Could be, Coleman, but I think most politicians go in honest, and I think once they get in there, they get corrupted because they see so much money is just floating around that people are just that the government is just giving out and handing out. I mean, here's a perfect example. This guy said, "All right, I've got property in New Orleans East, cheap property. So I'll go to the Housing and Urban Development. They're giving out grants. They gave me $188,000, so I'll be able to pay for poor people here in New Orleans to live."
Mm-hmm.
And he filled out forms over the years saying, oh, yeah, I've got poor people in this property and this property and this property. And then when the government decided to check on that, there's nobody living in any of these places. He took the $188,000 and he put it in his pocket. The reason I brought him up, he's awaiting sentencing now. And he's going to go to prison for a while. But now him and his lawyers are saying because of coronavirus, because of COVID-19, just put me on house arrest because I'm worried if you put me in prison. And I see how around not just Louisiana, but around America, that prisoners have been let out of prison. Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin had almost half of his prison time shaved off because of coronavirus. They let him out early. So Wesley Bishop is saying, the former state senator, why do I have to go to prison? I could catch coronavirus. Why don't you let me hang out on house arrest?
You know what's sad?
That's such horse dung!
That might actually work, though, right now. Everybody's so sensitive about what's going on. That might actually fly.
Here's what'll work. How about he wear a mask when he's in prison? Because if these damn masks work so well that everybody's making us wear on the outside, they can wear them on the inside, too, and they're not going to catch coronavirus, right?
I would assume, yes. That's the going theory.
I think this is ridiculous. State Senator Wesley Bishop needs to go to prison. And again, much like several of the other politicians around New Orleans, he's taking money to help poor people. And instead of helping the poor people, all he's doing is helping himself. And the poor people are still poor, and they have no place to live. It's incredible.
I think he might actually, that's the saddest part is I think this might work. I think they might give him house arrest or they're going to put him somewhere lush and because of the coronavirus scare. I can see that happening.
So many criminals are in office here around New Orleans or they were in office here around New Orleans and so many criminals. And right now, you know, we've got three criminals who are running New Orleans between our mayor and the two council members. So anyways, I think this is a bunch of horse dung. And I hope that the judge or whoever decides this says, no, here, take a mask, former state senator Wesley Bishop. Take a mask, and then you go behind bars. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So I was looking at some Yelp reviews, places around Washington, D.C. And, you know, I've been there a couple of times, and I've always had a good time when I go to Washington, D.C. And one of the things that I was looking at, one of the Yelp reviews, was of the Ford Theater. I was there. The Ford Theater, that building is still there. It's obviously a historical monument. And all of the, most of the Yelp reviews were really good. Four stars, five stars, four stars, five stars. And then I get to one from Abe, and it's got a picture of Abe Lincoln, and it simply says, I was murdered there. And he gave it two stars. It's an honest Yelp review, isn't it? Hey, coming up next. Some things that are great about the United States of America. I know we haven't heard many of them lately, but that's next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. As we sit here on the second day of July in the year 2020 in the United States of America, things have been rough. As a matter of fact, as I said on the show yesterday, I mean, this is the worst time in American history. It's right there with the Civil War. It's right there with the Great Depression. This is, we're living through it right now. This is brutal. But we will get through this. And I wanted to tell you some great things about the United States of America, because we haven't heard many lately. There was a website that asked people from all over the world who have visited the United States of America. The website asked those people to tell them and tell the world what you liked, what you loved about the United States of America while you were visiting there. Are you ready? I've got several of them here.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Here we go. How accommodating many places are to disabled people, especially for people in wheelchairs. There are often ramps and large disabled parking spaces, not to mention there's an entire amusement park for people in wheelchairs in San Antonio, Texas. You guys invest a lot in entertainment. The shows in my country suck. Big living spaces. I live in Hong Kong, and our average apartment size is around 300 to 500 square feet. If you are in an apartment that's over 1,000 square feet here, that's considered super luxurious, and most apartments in America are that size. Here's someone else. Cheaper housing for huge houses. We could get a villa in Florida for the same price as a semi-detached three-bedroom house in the United Kingdom. Well, it all depends where you have your home and your property and your house here in the United States. But that is true. People there in the United States are really nice and talkative. Here, you don't ask where tourists are from or begin a conversation just randomly while in a grocery store. Was a bit confused by you guys saying, hi, how are you? As a greeting. That caught me off guard. That doesn't happen in my country. Here's another one. They make a lot of great music. I'm sort of a metalhead, and my country doesn't have any rock bands. Here's another one. You can turn right on red lights.
Yeah.
We'll continue. Hospitality and kindness. On my travels in America, I found the majority of Americans to be kind, keen to help, and lovely to spend time with. Safety in rural areas. Our dream is to buy a farm and live peacefully, but where I live, it's so dangerous, it's unreal. When I see movies or programs about people living on ranches or farms in some town in the United States, it looks amazing. We could never do that where I live. Here's another one. Free drink refills in restaurants. I'm still amazed. Yeah, well, probably talking about fast food places and casual places where you can go up and...
They didn't go to New York then with the big gulp.
Serve yourself. The United States has everything. You want mountains? You got it. You want forest? You got it. You want beaches? You got it. You want huge cities? You got it. In Europe, you have to go from country to country to achieve this. You have a large, well-educated population, a dynamic economy, a professional civil service, and arguably the most favorable geographic position among all countries today. You also have a culture of liberty, which, although facing challenges, is a potent inoculation against totalitarians. How about that? One person wrote simply, NASA. Here's another one. Zip codes have only numbers, easier to remember than postal codes. And all telephone numbers throughout the United States have exactly the same number of digits. Somebody wrote, optimism. Even with the ridiculous political situation, Americans are naturally optimistic. My country would never have thought of replacing the bread in a KFC chicken sandwich with two pieces of chicken.
Yep.
Genius. Keep them coming. The diversity is wonderful in its people, culture, food, and architecture and nature. America has great sports. America has great social activities, arcades, bowling alleys, bars, live music. And people just go on and on and on and on. Here's the best food I've ever seen in the 35 different countries I've visited. The food diversity in the United States is phenomenal, and Americans have perfected many cuisines. Not like that in Europe. America has some of the very best museums in the world. Innovations. Americans think of really cool stuff, make it happen. From Disneyland to iPhones. You could throw in rock and roll. And a lot of other things as well. And finally, you are allowed to publicly criticize your government and leader.
Yeah, we get that all the time, all day, every day.
How about that? I'm going to throw in one, Coleman.
What's up?
In this country, I know we're not perfect, but there are more black successful people in this country. There are more black rich people in this country. There are more black millionaires in this country than in any other country on the planet.
I agree.
There are some really, really good things about the United States of America. I know you're not seeing it now. And if you've listened to my show for a while, you know I've always said we're not perfect. But by God, we're the greatest bleeping country on the planet.
Can I add one?
Go ahead.
I love how our Constitution is written. If you really read it, it says, it's encouraging. It says what you can do. It says you're allowed to do this. Pursue that. It doesn't say you can't do it. It's not like a rule book. It tells you have the liberty to do this. Pursue your happiness. Hey, you worship the God you want. Go where you want. Say what you want. It doesn't restrict you. Every other country's like, don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do this. Can't say that. We have liberties here. I love it.
See that? Well said, Coleman. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Today was the day way back in 1897 where aviator Amelia Earhart disappeared over the Pacific Ocean. Her tragic flight was the subject of the movie Descent of a Woman. Hoo-ah. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And I just put that list that we were talking about on our website. And someone texted in, said, hey, could you get that list up there? And it's a list of what people from other countries who have visited the United States of America love about America, foreigners, things they don't see or have in their own countries. And I know we're taking a beating right now, and life is rough here in America. But damn it, I know we're not perfect, but we're the greatest country on the planet. And that list, I've got a link to that list now. It's on our website at Bayou957.com if you want to see that. You know, it's easy for people to kick us when we're down, and things are kind of rough, but never forget. Again, we're not perfect, but we are, by God, the greatest country on the planet. So if you want to see that list, it's on our website. We put a link to it on our website at Bayou957.com. So Coleman and I disagreed about what I'm about to, the story we're about to tell you here. Zucker, he worked for Amazon. He was an Amazon delivery driver. And viral. And he's got a lot of people cheering for him, like Coleman, for publicly quitting his job. And he did this live on social media, or he put it up there on social media. He was an Amazon delivery driver, and he just got fed up. And so he drove his Amazon van to a public spot. It was loaded with packages that he was delivering. It had a full tank of gas. He left the keys in the ignition, left the doors wide open, and he went on social media, and he said, "I quit." And he walked away from the van. This was in the Detroit, Michigan area. He did this a couple of days ago. He put this on Twitter. His name is Derek Lancaster. He said, quote, "Mentally, my health, I just couldn't keep working 13 hours a day for that company." He says that on a video he made, he said, quote, "He's not about to keep waking up at 9 a.m. and getting home at 10 p.m., then doing it all over again the next day." He called out the founder of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, in the video for unfair treatment, saying that he only makes $15 an hour and he could make $15 an hour cutting grass. And that's what he's going to go do. And he got a lot of positive feedback on social media, on Twitter. And Coleman, you were one of the people that said more power to him. And I'm thinking, look, if you just want to quit your job, but what do you have to make a public stink about that for? And I wonder, it doesn't say here what happened to all of those packages or what happened to the Amazon Prime van.
I'm quite sure it was a mad dash to that Amazon truck.
That he was driving. It didn't say what happened to that. But Coleman, why did you like what he did?
I agree with how he did it. I'm just going to say it's inspiring because I understand the aspect of literally living every day of your life for somebody else and not for yourself. Because as you know, I work two jobs and I rarely have any free time to myself. And some days I wonder when I go to my job, like, is it worth it? Like, I like what I do. But at sometimes when it comes to how much free time I actually have for myself, there isn't any. And there are days where it's like, is what I'm working for frustrated? Yesterday is a perfect example. It was the first time we had to work with the mandatory mask. And while I was at my night job, I was sitting there thinking, is that $800 unemployment thing still available? Because right now I could be at my house without having to work under these conditions, and I could be making $800 a week doing absolutely nothing instead of sitting here suffering, trying to breathe through this mask. It's like, it's things like that go through my head. So this guy, I understand the mental fatigue of working long hours. I understand the physical fatigue and then the demand over and over every day.
You don't feel that way about this job.
No, I like this job.
Oh, okay. So you're saying if we could come up, I could pay you some more money. If we could pay you some more money, maybe that you didn't have to have that second job.
Then it would be refreshing to, you know, have some sleep in between jobs. Here's what the guy said himself. This is his words.
"My name is Derek Lancaster. I'm a former Amazon delivery driver, and I recently quit because I mentally can't do it no more. They was overworking. Do I regret quitting the job? Absolutely not. And to the people that I inspired to quit, my message to y'all is, If you feel like you can't do it no more, you mentally can't keep up, man, just let the job go. It's life. You'll have another job opportunity come up here. And if it's one thing I could change different, it's probably posting it on social media and going out the way I went out, because it's a bad look on my end. And I know if I apply for jobs and they put and that's on my resume, it's going to be a bad look. So if I can take back how I quit, then I definitely will. But do I regret quitting? No.
See, he even
That's what I said. If you're going to quit your job, quit your job. But do you have to do it so publicly? And again, I still want to know what happened to all of those packages.
He's going
to
pay for it. Look, and that's why he needs to get a new job. Yeah. If any of those packages coming out missing, it's going to come out of his paycheck, whatever new job he gets, if he does land something.
If you're listening right now, how do you feel? Do you look, at least he said right there at the end, he regrets doing it the way he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you could call us or text us. I mean, would you have been one of the people applauding him? Hey, bleep you, Amazon. Bleep you, Bezos. Bleep you. Or are you like me? Are you thinking, look, dude, you could quit your job if you want, but just...
This is a younger generation.
You don't have to show the world.
Yeah, remember that woman? She hopped out the drive-thru. Like, she had to make sure she got her out the drive-thru window in video. And there was another video made of this woman. It was her last shift. She made, like, a whole dance video. Then it was like, peace out, I quit. So, and it is some satisfactory seeing other people do what you secretly wish you can, but you can't, you know.
Call us or text us. It's the same number, 504-260-9595. What do you make of what that stressed out Amazon delivery driver did and how he did it? And if you text us, keep it short and sweet. Please don't text while you're driving, and put either your first name or your initials at the end of your text. Or call us, again, 504-260-9595. We'd like to hear from you. Coming up on the show, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou, 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Good morning, Bayou.
I was wanting to make a comment about the guy that quit his job on Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be a younger generation thing, I guess. But anyways, what do you think?
I think that his next job is not going to look so well when he goes applies, because of the fact that it's going to be all over social media, and they're going to, you know, they're going to say, hey, we don't want to hire you because you just quit your other job. What makes you think that you're not the next job because all over social media?
That's a good point. You should have used a fake name or something. Yeah, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing. Thank you for the phone call, and thank you for listening. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlind, here with you. And it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Alabama students throwing COVID parties to see who gets infected.
COVIDiots.
Yeah, students in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, who have been diagnosed with COVID-19, have been attending parties in the city and surrounding area as part of a disturbing contest to see who can catch the virus first. Well, this sounds like one of those social media contests.
Yeah, TikTok, one of those TikTok challenges.
Yeah. Well, look. Obviously, this is wrong, but Coleman, correct me if I'm wrong here.
Okay, I'll try.
Isn't there some doctors who want herd mentality, and herd mentality means they want everybody who's not elderly, already sick, or obese to get COVID-19, to get coronavirus? Because if we all get it, and then most of us recover from it in 3 or 4 days, then we're pretty cool after that, right?
Right. The herd immunity theory dictates once everybody gets it at some point, because the coronavirus is going to spread. Like, no, everybody's going to come in contact in one way, shape, or form.
We're seeing that now.
Right. The thing is, the herd immunity theory is, instead of trying to slow the spread down and stretch it out, let everybody catch it all at one time and just get it over with that way. And it's, of course, there's going to be some fatalities, but the herd immunity theory is, let the whole herd get it, help them develop immunities. Let's just get on with it instead of slowing the spread and stretching it out longer when we could just get it all, you know, done at once.
Please remember, John Osterlin is not a medical doctor.
So, in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the Tuscaloosa, one of their city councilors, said students have been organizing COVID parties as a game to intentionally infect each other with the contagion that has killed more than 127,000 people in the United States. She said she recently learned of the behavior and informed the city council of the parties occurring in the city. She said that the organizers of the parties are purposely inviting guests who have COVID-19. Quote, they put money in a pot and they try to get COVID. Whoever gets COVID first gets the pot.
How do they know? Like, are they testing? So wait, now I'm confused. So they have these parties and like people who don't have it invite people who do have it to come in. And then what, they just hang out or do they cough on each other and sneeze on each other? And then there's like a testing kit there to see who gets it first and whoever gets it gets money?
Coleman, you're talking about young people, students in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. You're not talking about future brain surgeons here.
See, I was cool with the herd immunity aspect of it, but when you're purposely trying to catch it, like how do they even know? Like, what? Did they use a pregnancy test and stick it up their nostrils? Like, this is crazy.
The fire chief of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Randy Smith, told the city council this week that he has confirmed the students' careless behavior. So the firemen know.
No, not the doctors, the fire.
Yeah,
the guy in charge of putting out fires is aware of the
COVID parties. He or one of his kids showed up at one of these parties. Maybe they went to one of the COVID parties.
Everything about this is senseless.
What's the name of the segment we're doing, Coleman?
This is the dumbest. This is literally the dumbest. Wow.
Well, a spokesman for the city of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, told ABC News that the city is currently working with local agencies and organizations to ensure that they do everything in their power to fight this pandemic. But they just got to keep an eye on their kids who are going around Tuscaloosa, Alabama, throwing COVID parties. And they're raising money. And the first person at the party that gets COVID, they get the pot of money.
Imagine the person that cheats the test to win the money, like doesn't really have it. Hey, dude, can I use a sample of your, your snot so I can win this?
Yeah, hey, dude, spit in my face. I'm short on bucks because I lost my job because of COVID-19, and I could use that money in the pot right now. Well, the segment always lives up to its name. Some days larger than others, but the Alabama students throwing COVID parties to see who gets infected is the dumbest thing that I read all morning.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. The Ass Clowns are the official band of the John Osterlin Morning Show. Here's our latest. People got to chill out a little bit on Facebook. This is a song called Facebook Fighting from the Ass Clowns. And we're in our commercial free ride right now. We're riding here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. I'm logging onto Facebook. And I'm on the lookout. Look out! Whoa, ho, ho, ho! Everybody's Facebook fighting. Fingers as fast as lightning. And it's never very frightening. Cause they only battle while typing. If I don't like what you say, I will block your ass today. Got 8 likes on my last post, so that means I know the most. If you don't agree with me, I'll unfriend you so easy.
I'm on my soapbox all the time because I'm trying to change your mind. Everybody was Facebook fighting.
Hey, man, go f*** yourself. You don't know what you're talking about.
Fingers as fast as lightning.
Where'd you get your f***ing information from?
And it's never very frightening.
If you believe that, just unfriend.
Cause they only battle while they're typing.
You know what, you piece of f***? You're blocked.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.